KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump's tough immigration policies have contributed to a significant decline in illegal border crossings. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
During the first 18 days of President Trump's second term, federal agents arrested nearly 11,000 illegal immigrants. That surpassed the total number of apprehensions under former President Joe Biden. Additionally, the Trump administration successfully pressured Mexico to deploy 10,000 soldiers to the U.S.-Mexican border. That was following a threat to impose a 25% tariff. Ken Lorman reporting.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says it should come as no surprise that some controversy surrounds Bridge Colby, President Trump's nominee to serve as Undersecretary of Defense.
This is President Trump's style. He doesn't want everybody who works for him, either in foreign or domestic policy, to be telling them the same thing. I mean, I know enough about Donald Trump to know that if he started hearing just one point of view from everybody, he would seek out other views.
Senator Talent spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Ohio's governor has again extended the state's unofficial death penalty moratorium.
Republican Mike DeWine has postponed three more executions scheduled for this year. The execution dates have been moved to the summer of 2028. The governor cites the state's inability to secure the drugs used in lethal injections due to pharmaceutical suppliers' unwillingness. President Trump has ordered Attorney General Bondi to help states try to resolve the issue, but DeWine says he expects no further executions during his term, which runs through next year. Rich Thomason reporting.
Former Carolina star quarterback Cam Newton doubled down on recent comments that the Panthers had what he called a locker room full of losers before they drafted him as the number one overall pick. This is SRN News. Bud Light still hasn't recovered from a big blunder. Here's Michael Harrington.
The popular brand of beer outraged the American public in 2023 when it partnered with a transgender influencer to push the product. The backlash cost Bud Light nearly 30% of its sales and prompted the firing of three top executives. Now a former Anheuser-Busch manager tells Fox News that the brand still hasn't recovered entirely. Anson Frerich says the problem is a lot of customers have quit the beer forever and new customers are slow to adopt it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan State Representative Lori Pahutsky says she's undergone surgery to remove her reproductive organs out of concern about contraception access. The 36-year-old Democrat says the decision was finalized by President Trump's re-election. Doctors have reported a rise in the number of Democratic women who have been seeking permanent sterilization after the November election. This is SRN News. The Quaker Oats Company has recalled 10,000 boxes of pancake mix.
That's because the mix contains milk not declared on the label and could pose a risk of potentially dangerous allergic reactions. The company recalled 2-pound boxes of Pearl Milling Company original pancake and waffle mix sold in stores in 11 states. Consumers would have been able to buy the affected pancake mix as early as November 2024. People with allergies or sensitivities to milk should not consume the recalled mix to avoid serious or life-threatening allergic reactions. John Scott reporting.
Hamas-led terrorists released three male Israeli hostages today, parading them before a crowd in the southern Gaza Strip before handing them over to the Red Cross, part of a shaky ceasefire deal that requires Israel to release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.